Yeah. Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much, O Lord our God, for your wonderful mercy and grace you have given unto us to assemble ourselves together in your house, O Lord our God, for this midweek prayer meeting. Thank you for bringing us from the places of work and businesses, O Lord, markets and shops, O Lord, students from their schools. Lord our God, thank you for guiding our footsteps down here safely. Thank you very much, O Lord our God, for the blessings on Sunday services. Thank you very much for your blessings in diverse ways, O Lord, in doctrines, in rebuke, in correction, instruction to righteousness. Thank you for watching over our lives. Glory be to your name. Thank you very much, Father God, for the song leader, the song service, Lord, the blessings it has brought unto us, preparing us, O Lord our God, for the ministration of your word. We look up to you that you accept our praise and thanksgiving. May you bless our gathering together unto you. You have promised, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. You have never failed to do that, because your promises are true. They are yea and they are amen in Christ Jesus. Help us, Lord, to reverence your presence. Take away, O Lord, our God, wandering minds, O Lord, wicked spirit that causes distractions of attention. O Lord, our God, spirits that makes people to just walk about aimlessly. May you be merciful to us. Help us, our Father. We pray, O Lord God Almighty, may the purpose of our gathering together unto you this evening be accomplished in righteousness. Help me, O Lord, our God. Have the way, O Lord, our God, in the midst of your people. Take me out of the way. Let your name be glorified. May you magnify your word in the midst of your people. O Jesus, our Savior, may every need be met, O Lord. Every heart desire be granted, O Lord. May you baptize souls with the Holy Ghost. May you heal the sick and the afflicted. Increase our faith. May you promote your kingdom in our lives. Have your way, Father, at the end of this service. May there be no fever in our midst. In the hour of prayer, may you anoint each and every one of us, Lord. Those that are yet to be here, may you bring them down safely. Those who are going to listen online, may they all be partakers with us in this blessing tonight. Bless your people everywhere, all over the country, outside of the country, Lord. Pray for your servant when he will be on his way back home, O Lord, from Bakatari. Bring him down safely, Lord. Help your servant over there in Sapele, you want, O Lord, that go in Auchi and other places. Have your way, Father. Glory be to your name. Thank you, our Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome ourselves to church again this evening. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Shall please turn in our Bibles to the book of Romans. Romans chapter 4. We are still on our sermon by the grace of God. Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Amen. May the Lord bless his word this evening to our hearts. Shall please be seated. Please, you won't mind my voice. Just bear with me. We want to continue with our sermon, Abraham's Seed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. By the grace of God this evening, like the song that the song leader raised for us, realizing that God promised that we are two or three are gathered together in his name, Jesus, there he will be in their midst. We know he's here. Praise the Lord. So we are here to tell him what we want. Not what we want now, but what we need. If you need salvation, tell him what you want. You need healing, tell him what you want. May God help us. Whatever financial problem you are going through, Tell him what you want. He's here tonight to meet with our needs. Praise be to God. Don't forget that Abraham was just an ordinary man like you and me. But God saw something and foresaw something in him. And he called him by grace. Amen. God called Abraham by election, by grace. God saved Father Abraham by election, by grace. Nothing Abraham contributed to his salvation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And don't forget that it was the call of Father Abraham was a supernatural call. And the same way God called Father Abraham in a supernatural way, the same way he called his, you know, the seed of Abraham after him supernaturally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now, here the Bible was telling us the other time that when God saw what was going to happen in the world by his foreknowledge, how he would redeem the world of sin and corruption, he slew Christ before the foundation of the world. He first of all thought of it, and then he spoke it. And whatever God said is perfect. It's as if it's already done. And here the brother was telling us, please, 59 April 23. And here the brother was telling you and me that 4,000 years before Christ was slain, God thought of it and spoke it. And it was made manifest 4,000 years later. Amen and amen. And he put certain names in that Lamb book of life that can never be removed. And then he made us to know here that according to Revelation chapter 13 verse 8, that the Antichrist will deceive all that are upon the face of the earth. Are you there? Yeah. Those whose names were not written in that Lamb's book of life that was laid before the foundation of the world. Praise God. And what they said, by foreknowledge, God, by foreknowledge. Paragraph 21c. God, by foreknowledge, knew you and called you in Christ and put your name on the Lamb's book of life before the foundation of the world. Paragraph 22 now. 22. What are you scared about? Amen. Are you afraid to take his word for anything? Don't be afraid. Call the thing right. I'm an heir to this. Oh, I know I don't deserve it. But I'm an heir anyhow. Praise the Lord. Because I'm an heir, I receive it. Amen. That's it. There you are. Because I'm an heir, that's it. We are heir of salvation. Heir of the Holy Spirit. It's a promise. Earlier here, the woman made us to know that ministers today, they try to bypass divine healing. They try to bypass Holy Ghost baptism. He said, but remember that Jesus said, you cannot argue with Jesus. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father which sent me draw such a person. I made us to know that the drawing power is not that you would or that I would, it's because God would. It's as simple as that. It is because God would. Praise the Lord. There you are. We are heir of salvation. We have Holy Spirit. I'm an heir because Jesus paid the price. Don't forget about the mule that was brought with crooked legs. cross eye, the hair like that, and then the tail like that. And he was telling the mama, if the master come and see me like this, I'm not worthy. He will kill me. Because I don't deserve to be here. Because of this my condition. Then the woman said, if the mother has been well instructed, that was in the Old Testament, that look, there is a provision for you. You are my firstborn. There's a provision for you that when the master comes and see you, he will not even look at you. He will know that, you know, a lamb, a mule has been born into a stall. He will only take an innocent lamb for your redemption. Amen. Remember, say, that is what I'm trying to tell you. Praise the Lord. Christ was the Lamb of God without spot, without blemish, without wrinkle. Amen. The spotless Lamb of God, our Passover Lamb, was slain for us. No blemish in him. If you cannot find fault in Christ, then your healing is perfect. Your salvation is perfect. God help us, church. So Christ was slain for us before the foundation of the world. We don't deserve it. Amen. Alright. Because Jesus paid the price. Nothing I had to do. I just fell heir to it. Amen. I'm healed because I'm an heir to it. Oh God, help us. My diseases are gone. My affliction is gone. Why? Because I'm an heir to it. Jesus paid for it. He paid it all. All to him I owe. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sin hath left a crimson stain. God help us. He washed you. He washed me clean, white as snow. You know what they said? The master will not see that mule. God doesn't see you. He doesn't see me. He only see Christ. Oh, perfect assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. For chains of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. That is the story. That is the story, brothers and sisters. Amen. Oh, then Satan can't stand that. Amen. Because he's a defeated being. We need revelation. Because the letter killing. God help us. And communicate this to his children. It's nothing but a bluff. Satan is nothing but what? A bluff. Jesus paid the price. Call us by grace. We are here. What a perfect setup. By who? By God himself. Amen. See, he is already defeated. In whose life? In a Holy Ghost filled man, in a Holy Ghost filled woman, in a Holy Ghost filled boy or girl, Satan is already a defeated foe. He may bluff. But remember that when Jesus went to hell, said Jesus went to hell. You should know better. Jesus went to hell. After he went to the regions of the lost, from there, he told the ones that, you know, were unsavable, that are lost throughout eternity, I am the virgin born son of God. My blood is wet now at Calvary. I am the one that, you know, Noah spoke of. I am the one that, you know, Enoch spoke of. You didn't believe there. Stay there. He banished them inside there. Then he went to her straight. Enoch, Satan came out. Oh, I thought I got you when I killed Abel. I thought I had you when I killed John the Baptist. Now you are here in my territory. Keep quiet. Jesus told Satan, keep quiet. Give me the key. He wouldn't want to release the key, but Jesus jacked the key. The keys of death and hell. He jacked it from Satan and, you know, put around himself. Enough of your blood. Enough of your blood. I pray for my people. Remember, hell and the paradise, they were side by side. And he went to a paradise where the people that were waiting for him, Abraham, Job, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, David, Jeremiah, whatever you want to call them, he knocked at the door. Job could recognize him as his redeemer. Praise the Lord. And so on and so forth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So Satan is a bluff to any child of God. He can only bluff. He can only make boast. But he's already a defeated foe. Take note of that. Christ defeated him. Okay, let me see. You know, he's already defeated. I never defeated him. Christ defeated Satan. I'm just claiming my own God-given privileges. That's all you do. You just tell Satan, get away from here. I've got an abstract deed on this building. It is mine. I believe it. Amen, amen. Any of you that have your personal house like myself, thank God. Pastor is here. God bless you, sir. Brother Sam is here. Brother Femi is here. Brother Deomi is there. And several of us here. Brother Mike sitting down there. Oh, sorry. Okay. Any of us that have a personal building. Brother said, you go home tonight. And you find no either a smoker, cigarette smoker, or go smoker occupying your house. So why are you here? Said, this place is for human beings. Said, no, it's for human beings. But look, I own this place. No. I have to occupy this place too. Baba said, what do you do? You serve me notice. Because what, I have an extra deed. What do you wear, Shalowa now? Your sea of hope. Oh, may God help us, church. That's all. As long as you have your sea of hope with you, stand by the governor. If that, you know, Abugoma insists of living, then what do you do? You employ the law enforcement agent. Listen, brothers and sisters, our law enforcement, God's law enforcement agent is the Holy Ghost. Are you there? May God help us. You apply the word of God against Satan. Satan has no legal right over you as a son of God, as a daughter of God, in any situation. God help us. Amen, amen. Notice, Abraham, he was just an ordinary man, come down from the Tower of Babel with his father, and they settled down, probably way up in the land of China. Come on down into the city of Ur, in the land of the Chaldeans. And he was just an ordinary man. Not nothing, not a saint, no God. Just an ordinary man, yes, a Syrian. Just an ordinary man, nothing about him any different than anyone else. No more than there is you. Just an ordinary person. But God saw something in him. And he called him. Glory be to God. No wonder in another psalm, the prophet said, before the foundation of the world, God knew that when he would call Abraham, Abraham will respond. It's amazing grace. That's how it's happened to you. That's how it's happened to me, my brother, my sister. Listen to the prophet. God saw the same thing in every born again man and woman here. Glory. Now, Abraham wasn't afraid to put his to work. Are you? That's why the problem is. Are you? The same faith that he gave Abraham, he gives it to you freely if you will use it. Glory to God. Because he told Papa Abraham, I've already finished, I've already saved you and your seed after you. Nothing Abraham contributed. We are going to see later. Praise be to God. I say, I have a gun. I will shoot. It will shoot rather, sorry. It's a good, true shooting gun. I hang it up on the wall. I say, yes, oh, sure. I got a gun. What do you do with it? It hangs on the wall. That is faith. People say, oh, I'm a Christian. Oh, I believe you can. I believe God can. But what do you do about it? Put it to work. Turn it loose. Do something with it. Turn what loose? Your faith. Get out of it. No. Get out and hunt up the devil where he says, you still hurting. You get that? You see how you're feeling, your sickness in your body. Are you following me? May God help us. You are still hurting. Tell Satan, you are a liar. Pull a bead on him. That's your gun now. Your gun stands for faith. Are you there? Pull a bead on him. Get him in the scope. Don't be afraid to pull the trigger. Hallelujah. Because it will go off as sure as anything. Yes, sir. If anyone has handled a gun here before, Pastor has handled gun before, sir, am I right? Pastor has handled gun before. You know what the trigger is. You know what the scope is. The bead, I think, that's the small, no, pellet, iron pellet, round one like that. Are you following me? Put the thing in the gun now. Papa said, aim the scope. Then do what? Pull the trigger. Nothing is going to start. As long as you pull the trigger, you don't just handle the gun. You don't just leave the gun like that. Praise God. Pull the trigger because it will go off as sure as anything. Yes, sir. It will boomerang on Satan. So hold on. Amen. You know what it means to boomerang? Hallelujah. God help us, church. It will backfire. God help me this evening. It will backfire. You know what? What's something to backfire? Like if there is a problem or something that is hindering the gun to explode, to go at what the target. Then the thing just fire the thing, then the thing just blow back on you. That is why we don't mainly tell you back to the sender. Amen. Back to sender. God help us. Amen, amen. Abraham like God, call those things which were not as though they were. The scripture. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Anything contrary to God's promise was a lie to Abraham. Anything contrary. So then, now watch. The first thing God did to Abraham was called an absolute separation. Exactly. You've got to separate yourself from all unbelief. Get away from it. That's it. You've got to get away from unbelief. God called Abraham to separate himself from his kindred, from everything that he had, that he might walk with God. Gave him a strange land. That is the way every sinner, when he gets saved, he comes into a strange land among strange people. God calls for a separation. He was going to give him a baby. Right? All right. Let me calm down. We were talking about this thing. When you When you use your gun against any target, now your faith against Satan, prophet said, it will boomerang on him. God help us. Now listen, we want to remind ourselves before we go to pray. Prophet said several places that a brother told him in a dream, he had a dream. In that dream, Satan, boo! Then the brother shift back and got smaller. Boo! At the brother, a son of God. Then he got smaller again. And Satan got bigger. Boo again! He got smaller. Satan got bigger. Are you with me? Then he thought, can this thing be like this? I must do something. Then what did he do? He said, I must fight this devil. How can me, a child of God, Satan booing at me? Then I'm afraid. God help us. Satan is a bluff. Then what did he do? I must do something. He got a Bible. As he said, boo! They said, boo back to Satan. He got bigger, Satan got smaller. Boo! He got bigger, Satan got smaller. Boo, 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 boo! The more the brother will say, Papa said, you don't need any boo. Use thus saith the Lord. That's why we are here. If you need salvation, tell him what you need. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. If you need healing, tell him what you want. He is here to meet with you tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Where is our faith? God bless our soul. Praise be to God. Take the word of God and use it at any time. By his stripes, I was already healed. Sometimes when you say it, people misunderstand you. It's in your hand. It's left to you. May God help us. Thus said the Lord, by his strength, he was wounded for my transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement of our deliverer Bala was upon Jesus. And by the strength of Jesus Christ, our deliverer Bala was healed. Hey, God help us. You need salvation, tell you what you want. You need the Holy Ghost, he's here to give it to you. You need healing, he's here to give it to you. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The word of God defeats Satan anywhere, anytime, under any condition. You believe that? Let us apply the word of God in any situation. In whichever way Satan wants to corner you, apply the word of God. Listen, Satan bringing evil thoughts into your heart against somebody, whether your brother, whether your sister, whether your neighbor, use the word of God. That's what the prophet said. Check what is coming to your mind. Whether with the word of God, if it is contrary to the word of God, quickly discard it. Jesus, our Savior, he had power. He did not use a single power. He used only the word of God. It is written. In the three major assaults, Satan attacked our Lord Jesus. It is written. It is written. It is written. You can tell Satan, when he's bringing any evil thought you have, get it behind me, Satan. Who are you? Who am I? If Satan could come and tempt our Lord Jesus, who are you? Who am I? You can tempt anybody. Well, we are not going to give him an inch. Let's take 1 mile from us. Let's check ourselves again this evening from the word of the living God, Abraham's seed. May God bless our soul. We are going to take time to pray. Are you here with me? What is your need? What is your affliction? What is your infirmity? Jesus paid for it all. I don't have my infirmities again. I don't have my diseases again. Amen. Because why? Jesus paid the price for me on the cross of Calvary. That's why the Holy Ghost made the prophet to say by inspiration. It's already a finished work on the cross of Calvary. Salvation was paid for on the cross of Calvary, a finished work. Healing was paid for on the cross of Calvary, a finished work. Our God is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Permit me, before we go to pray, let me give you a short testimony. On Monday afternoon, I was going out for an appointment. Well, I took one of the hills, because everywhere you want to go to our area, here this way, here this way, here this way. Then that hill that descended down to opposite food court, I passed that place. Just towards close to the main road. That's it's hilly when you are climbing. A land that was abandoned for many years. Maybe somebody has bought it. And then they are now building they have finished one house. They continue to go down. I just saw the carpenter that he was moving the other house in the same compound. As I was coming, I was just walking gently because I saw this place is dusty. Why dusty? Then I noticed that maybe they must have packed, a whole tipper load of is it latter? What do you call this one? The red one. The red sand. That's right. Then the whole place was just dusty like that. Put my canvas, dusty. I was careful. As I was just coming sloping, behold, suddenly, unexpectedly, I just fell down. With this right hand, down like that. The little purse I was holding, just my two hands was full of dust. I managed to get up. I look here, I look there. God be merciful to me. I know that this is God. I said, I'm feeling pain here. On this right hand. Satan thought he will break either my arm or my shoulder. Because the falling was too much. What am I going to do? I was just trying to cross the gutter to where they are building. Then I just noticed that they were making concrete something. Well, maybe just to go ask them for water to help me wash my hands and things. The angel of the Lord was present. As I was just passing, let me take the gate now to enter. I just saw one of the bricklayers was just coming with a bucket of water in his hand. He just poured the water into the concrete something. I just approached and said, please look at my hand. I just felt that here, just now. Then he just put water in my hands. I washed my paws, washed my two hands, like that. Brothers and sisters, before I got to where I was going, the pain was gone. I can't explain it. But I know one thing, the angel of the Lord was present. I said, Satan, you're a liar. You're only bluffing. Anytime, if you come 1,000 times, you go back empty-handed. I was just speaking to Satan. I said, the other day, you thought you could cripple me 2016, but you failed completely because Jesus still had need of me. I was just talking to Satan. But here am I today. Till there, I got to the place now, see the doctor I wanted to see, and then come back home, everything was gone. Church of the Living God, let us always use the word of God. Please, I want to repeat, if any evil thought is coming to your mind against anybody, sinner or saint, you always say, check what is coming to your heart. Is it in line with the word of God? If not, quickly discard it. That is the devil. Let us pray. Just an admonition tonight. You need salvation, he's here to give it to you. You need baptism of the Holy Ghost, he's here to give it to you. You need healing, he's here tonight to give it to you. God bless you. You need deliverance, he's here to give it to you tonight. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has never changed, he will never change. Because he doesn't change. I will never leave you alone, nor forsake you. I will preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I didn't even feel anything by the time I got to where I was going, to the doctor's place. I didn't feel anything at all. It was all completely gone. Oh. I said, God, thank you. Your angel was present. My brother, my sister, the angel of God is always with you as a son of God, as a daughter of God, Abraham's seed. The same faith he gave to our father Abraham, freely, he gave it to you, he gave it to me, freely, if you will use it. Abraham said, fire the trigger, you're gone. Don't hang your faith. Faith without works is dead. Believe and acting on the word. What is your need here tonight? I am your shield. I am your buckler. I am your hiding place. A refuge in the time of storm. Our rock. Rock of revelation. Don't forget that faith is a gift from God. God gives it to whosoever he would. Think of it. You that have been baptized in water, God is not a liar. Be sure that your repentance before going to water was genuine. Because he promised every seed of Abraham the Holy Ghost baptism. Can you take God at his word in simple childlike faith? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. To he that knocketh, it shall be opened. Are you in a financial constraint? He's here tonight to meet your need. His promise is true. He will never forget you. Because he's still on the throne. He still answers prayers. Don't forget that those wordings of songs and choruses, hymns and choruses, they are already anointed, they are already inspired. God wants to inspire the same into your heart that you can take God at his word. Are you dull in your education? He's the author of divine wisdom, knowledge, understanding, to give you retentive memory. What is your need, my brother? What is your need, my sister? What is your need, student? If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Whatsoever you desire, and you ask the Father in my name, the Lord Jesus, I will do it. That scripture is as good as any other scripture in the Bible. It's just a little word of exhortation But don't let it pass over your head. How long will you allow Satan to come to boo at you? Be perseverant. Oh, hallelujah. Let's go and meditate on these things. Take God at His word. I request the pastor to please come and commit us into the hands of the Lord.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing us together again tonight, Lord, to feast further upon the word that you are giving unto us for this time. Your prophet said, we become what we are eating. As we eat this your word, may we become your word on 2 feet. Granted, Father. Master, we are praying at this hour, O God, because we have come to you and we have been instructed that where 2 or 3 people are gathered together in thy name, there you promise to be in their midst. And we know you are not a man that should lie. Whatever you say, you are up to it to bring it to manifestation. You have told us that the word that proceeded forth from your mouth will never return to you void. It will accomplish the purpose for why you sent it. We know you are here because you promised you will be here. And your prophet said, no man come into your presence and remain the same. He said, it's either he goes back worse or better. But we as your children, we know it was for our sake you went to the cross. And as long as we are here, as we are gathering around your world, you will continue to further your work in our individual lives. Our Master, which means this time we come to your presence, when we'll be going back home, we go better citizens of your kingdom, better prayer warriors, better consecrated and dedicated sons and daughters of God, better witnesses for you in our environment that we live and whosoever we come in contact with. May tonight's own not be an exception. After we have heard your word, some of your children on the altar, they have not come to your servant that preached. It's you that they come to. And you know exactly what individuals of them have need of. And you are rich unto them all that call upon thy name. Whatever those needs might be, Master, may you meet with them at the very point of their knees, one after the other, in the name of Jesus Christ. As you have taught us that whatsoever thing we desire, when we pray, we should believe that we have received what we ask for, and then shall we have it. By the time they go back to their seat, Lord, may they have the assurance that what brought them to the altar, the problem has been solved, and the need has been met. For your glory and for your honor, let he be our master. Lord, soon we'll be going to pray, O God. Master, we are asking that may you inspire us, may you anoint us, may you grant us to pray as becoming saints. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you once again for your servant that you have graciously used, replenishing for the virtue that has left it. See us through the remaining part of the service. May your spirit continue to inspire and anoint us, grant us auction, give us all trust to pray as expected of sons and daughters of God. Thank you, Father. We remember your servant Oyedeku in Saple. May you be with him, O Father. We remember the one that has gone to Bakatari. May you be with him, O God. In all the nations of the world, all your servants that we have opportunity to stand before your children today, pass through them as usual to be a blessing to your people. Thank you, Savior Divine, for granting these petitions. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.
Please, can you turn to In 138. In 138. Before I hand over to the pastor. My hope is built on nothing less. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest way, but only lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the Son, the rock I stand. On Lord the ground, his sinking sand. On Christ the Son, the rock I stand. Hello. Are we all singing? Wait. Are we all singing? If you are not singing, shame on you. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging. Stand. Oh, merciful God. Oh.
Shall we bow our heads for a closing prayer? Our Father, we are very grateful for bringing us together for this midweek prayer service. We are thankful unto Thee, O God, for the hymns of the church that have been composed many, many years ago under Your inspiration. And every successive Lord generation comes and seeks them, and they never lose their effect because they were composed by Your anointing. We are very grateful unto Thee. Thank You for the worship service. Thank You for the preaching of Your word. Thank You for the opportunity given to us to pray over the existing requests and the newly written ones and other ones that might be in the heart of Your children that was not made known. It's also known to You. And in the course of our prayer, You must have caused somebody to pray along that same line. Thank You, our Father. We are very grateful for reassuring our hearts again tonight that we are the seed of Abraham. Lord, it is not by might nor by power. It is not of works of righteousness that we have done. It is by Your knowledge, by Your foreknowledge, by Your predestinated plans that we are what we are. We thank You for that grace, sovereign grace, that You are sovereignly giving unto us, O God. We are thankful unto You. May Your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to thank You for all the requests that we have prayed over again tonight. As we go back home, we are in expectation for the manifestation of the answers to those requests, O God, that, Lord, we might be encouraged to know, truly reassured that we know You answer prayers. Thank You, Father. Blessed be Thy name, Lord. Your servant that You are graciously used as usual, may You replenish him for the virtue that has left him. Thank You for the testimony that he has given. Lord, reassuring us, O God, that You promise never to leave us nor forsake us. You promise to be with us, even in us, until we meet with You in the air, and so shall we ever be with You. Thank You, our Master. Blessed be Thy holy name. So we believe in the auditorium to go back to our homes. Lord Jesus, You brought us safely by whichever means we came, whether with public transport, private vehicles, or Lord, take us home safely on the byway or the highway. We pray that You protect us from all dangers, from all evils, from all wicked plans of the enemy. May the night be peaceful, is our prayers, Lord. As long as You have us here on the surface of the earth, may the enemy never prevail over our lives. Thank You, our Father. Blessed be Thy holy name for granting these petitions, because we have asked them all with all faith and thanksgiving in Jesus' most wonderful name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank the church for praying for me when I have to stay back when the remaining people return to Ibadan. I think some of the brethren also stay behind. It is Sunday. Well, the purpose of my staying behind is because since the pastor has just left, or the person that left is the pastor of the church, and he had to, if I say, young ministers with him, and none of them is an associate yet, and the church cannot be left without a head. So, and I was asked to wait behind with other two ministers to chart the way forward with the people. On Friday, in the evening after the burial, we had a meeting with the two ministers. On Saturday, we had a meeting with the two ministers and some other elderly people there. And then on Sunday, we met with the church to present the outcome of our discussion both Friday and Saturday to the church. The two ministers, they concluded among themselves, one of them to lead the church as a pastor. And in the discussion, we also concluded that the other person will be his associate. So on Sunday, the church is around 30 people, but some were disqualified for some messy reasons. Anyone that is not yet baptized, he cannot vote. So those exclusions, all that voted is around 27. So 26 voted for the pastor, one to the contrary, and then 22 voted for the associate, one also to the contrary, others sat on the fence. By the message, the church have elected Reverend Olurantia Agbetuyi as their pastor. And then the other minister is Brother Neyi Adeyeye. He was also elected as the associate pastor. And they requested for our prayers and that we should not leave them. Well, not that we will not leave them physically, because immediately the service finished that day, one of the brothers took me on back to where we take Ibadan vehicle. And the other ministers also, of course, the one that will travel on Monday traveled. But just promise to, at least, if they make any requests, maybe ask us any question, we'll do our best. And then if they requested physical presence to be an encouragement to them once in a while, we also try as much as possible. And we promise that we'll be praying for them. Thank you very much for your prayers. I came back Sunday evening. I think before some of the people would get to their house, I was already in my house. I got home around 5:30 p.m. Yeah, that was so. I saw them are digging, them will still be in church. If the normal run and some people pass, will still be on their way home. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Yes. Shalom. Yes. We thank God for grace. Because that day you say so, that just happened small, so it means a lot to the kingdom of God. And I want to thank God for our precious brother, that people can have confidence. People can have confidence in him, that he could stay behind and be part of that kind of election. You know, it used to give me heartache, shame, to see that this glorious message, which Brother Abraham said, he said the message is thus says the Lord. In this message, it thus says the Lord, and which we know it is, and it has given birth to us. I believe that we are the very best set of people on earth today. And anything that happens within us should be best handled than anybody else. And we just thank God for what has happened. We thank God for your life, our brother, and we just pray that, you know, Brother Abraham said, if you got anything good to say about a man, he said, say it in his presence. He said, not after he's gone, we begin to carry flower. You know? Those flowers doesn't mean nothing. You know? We thank God for his life, that the whole assembly can have confidence in him, you know, to say, okay, you preside over this thing. And they give him that honor and the respect, you know. Remember, he's not even in Ekiti. He's in Ibadan, you know. That kind of thing. We are very grateful to God for that. And not only that, when they make requests, I think some of our missionaries that are with us, once in a while, you just visit them and make a little contribution you can to help the cause of the gospel there. I think they will appreciate. God bless you. Time will fail me to say something about Brother Bamishai. You know, I was present there in the wake and also in the funeral itself. He's a man that has worked in several sections in the government. They have the same testimony about the brother. I'm talking about unbelievers of our message. If you need to hear what they were saying about him. Nobody gave any contrary statement about him. That reminds me of what Brother Abraham said. He said, when I come to attend the funeral, he said, I don't talk much about the departed person. He said, because when he was alive, he has lived in the midst of the people. He said, whatever I will say about him, he said, I cannot change their mind. Brother Abraham Shaye has lived an hypocritical life. No matter what testimony you will give about him, he will not be able to convince those people he worked with in the office. Every officer they post there, they want him to work with him, to work with them. You know, that's a testimony. It's really a testimony. I believe that if God is really God, any testing machine, whether in U.S., in Australia, in Canada, in China, in Nigeria, in anywhere, I think it will come out positive, good. I think we have a lot of lessons to learn from that. May God help us. I was talking to somebody. I told him, the person is very religious, but not in our message. Very, very religious. I have a little delay with him. And he was trying to play some prayer. I told him, look, the Bible says every liar will go to hell. There's no business lie. Are you following me? Be straightforward. Say the truth of the matter. And God will bless you. If you say you are transgressing some lie in it, God understands. I want to tell you one thing that God understands, and that is his word. Don't lie. Speak the truth all the time. Even if it will hurt you. May God help us. I was told by our precious brother Sam that Brother Kolade is in our midst. God bless you, sir. Yeah. If you don't know him, that is the wife by his side. That is the son by his side. He's in their midst. God bless you. We are happy to have you around today. God bless you. Whenever you travel back, carry our greetings to the brethren and to the pastor in particular and his associate. How the sass is how Yedeko too is in our midst. It's how Yedeko. Wow, I never saw you till now. But I spoke with brother, told me you are around. God bless you. How is Sapele? Have you started to learn the language? Yeah, very good. It's a simple language. Very soon you'll be speaking it. Other side, Miss Adedoyin is also in our midst. Miss Adedoyin, where are you? Can you rise up? Let's see you. God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome. Yeah. In the course of preaching, you have had something said that you are not conversant with. You are very free to ask questions. Don't go away with questions in your mind. Because what we preach, we are able to not only preach it, we are able to identify them with the scriptures, with the simplest explanations that can be given. God bless you. I say God bless you. Let's be in prayers for our brother who is coming to minister to us. Not this Sunday, after this Sunday, the next one. The brother from Sogo Ota. And I think he's by Lakeham. Though I will not be home. But you are here. Other ministers are here. So they could take care of him. So God willing, next week, I don't know, either Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll be traveling to Benin. I will spend, though the brother said I should come and rest for, I don't know, but the rest is asking me to, it's not what I prepare for now. It's not rest I prepare for now. I will go Tuesday, spend the weekend with them. From there, maybe Tuesday or the other week, I step into Onitsha. I will spend the weekend with them. The other Tuesday, I will go to Edo. I will spend weekend with them before I come back. And when I come back, I'll be planning. I don't know. I'll be planning to go to Ghana. I will spend 2 weeks in Ghana. And it might not work out like that because there's coming Easter. Easter, there's going to be convention in Kaduna. They have said they are going to invite me. I promise them I will come. So let's be prayers for me. You know, I know within and without, people have been saying, take it cool, take it easy. But this is my testimony. It's just like Caleb met Joshua. I said, give me this mountain. He said, as the strength was at that time, till now, he said, it has not changed. Just give me this mountain. Let me just appreciate God for what he has done. God bless you. Yeah, thank you very much. I appreciate you so much. Blessed be his holy name. What next now? I don't know. Lest I forget. But Fusho is there, the chairman of the DK's board, and also, I don't know, you have to contact the rest of the officers. On Saturday, God willing, I want us to meet with the joint board on Saturday by 9. And to prepare your hearts too, very soon, the single brothers and sisters meeting will resume. And there is another one we were planning to do before I fell sick, and that is a couples meeting. Yeah, we'll be having couples meeting. In all those meetings, our absolute is what Brother Abraham said. So let's be praying for one another, that God will continue to help us. God bless you. I say God bless you. Shall we rise? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give the glory. It is He has done. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Yes, let it be. Hello, let the people
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise our God, let the people rejoice. Come to the Father, to Jesus, the Son, and give him all glory for great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let it hear his voice. Ah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, ah, let the people rejoice. So come to the Father, through Jesus, say song, and give him all glory, great things he has done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let it hear his voice. Ah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Come to the Father.